This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Starbucks in Tempe ask police to leave because they triggered somebody at the Tempe Starbucks location. Can you believe this? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I wonder if those police, the people that got triggered by the police, when they are accosted in any way, confronted with crime, if they would be triggered and when police showed up to that. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. You understand how silly it is? Look, does Starbucks need to have bring all whatever 80,000 or 120,000, 300,000 of their people together for police sensitivity training? Police come in to get coffee. You are a coffee shop. But they're triggered. And somebody at that particular Starbucks, some manager, didn't have enough sense to say, I don't care what triggers you. Don't come back. These are people, public servants. These are people that would come here in the event of a crime that would put their lives on the line. Can you believe this? This is the nation that leftism has built. This is why we made the film Bleeding Blue. Go check out the trailer at bleedingbluemovie.com. And everybody's asking, Kevin, when's the DVD coming out and all that? Look, we have one of the best movies out there, and we don't know how to market it. I'll just be blunt. And we're not giving it away. You know, in other words, Hollywood isn't going to go, hey, guys, here's $100,000, and we'll take your movie. No. If I have to sit on it for 5 years, I'll do it. Hollywood does it. But we made that movie in order to showcase what these police officers go through. And this is a perfect example. I'm not going to dwell on it because I got a lot more to talk about today than that. But I just want you to understand, that's the world leftism is built. That is the legacy of Barack Obama, to put a target on the backs of police where they can't even go enjoy coffee. Do you know, Google it if you don't believe this, what I'm about to tell you. Google how many times people spit in the food of police. They do something to mess with the food. If I were a police officer, there is no way on God's green earth I would get my food prepared anywhere I couldn't watch you do it. Anywhere. Not going to happen. Now, while many of the places will give them a discount, half price, I always pay. When there's a police officer somewhere getting food, I say, I'll take care of this, ma'am, sir, whomever. I appreciate your service. I want them to understand how much we care. But let me tell you, there are people out there who don't care. And they don't care not because the police have impacted them negatively. They don't care because the media has demonized them. The same way the media has demonized you, making anti-Americanism popular. I want you to understand, no country in the world tolerates not putting the country first. No country. In the worst of conditions, even Somalia, they know to put their country first. But what do? We let these little leftist putzes go, oh, I hate America. Why? Because America is, because we elected Trump. Really? Let me tell you, if there's any reason for you to love America, it's because America elected Trump. Don't love America because they elected baby black Jesus. That was a knee-jerk response to nonsense of leftism. All we need is a black president. That'll heal all the wounds and whatever else. That didn't heal anything. It made us worse. And I know there are people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show who agree with me. 100%. Not 99. Not 99.9. Barack Obama made things worse in this country. He made spending worse. He made our economy worse. He made race relations worse. He made gender relations worse. He made our foreign policy a joke. And I could go on. There is nothing that man touched and made better. The economy for black folks went down. The economy for the entirety of the United States went down. He made people believe in the lesser quality of human beings, to run to their guttural emotional responses as opposed to thinking reasonably about topics. That's what he did. Oh, you're just mad. You wish you were Barack Obama. You wish you were president. I don't wish for any of it. Think what you want. The only thing I wish for is that this country focused on what makes us better, and we did it. Because if this country, if these leftists supported Donald Trump, let me tell you something, they would be in huge trouble. There's a reason why the media is never going to tell you the real polls of Donald Trump. They're never going to tell you what he does that's great. There's a reason for it. Because if they do, the Democrats won't win the House. They won't win the Senate. They won't even win school board. Every problem we face in this country, every major problem, has its roots in leftism. I didn't say most. I said every major problem has its roots in leftism. That doesn't mean Republican or Democrat. That's leftism. A sick ideology that wants people to hate. He wants people to be jealous, vindictive. It brings out the worst of man's character, is what leftism does. And they call it progressivism because it is exactly what it isn't. There is no progress in progressivism. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Anyway, there's a lot going on. There was an earthquake in California and an even bigger aftershock. But let me tell you something. Of the $100 million they say they're going to spend in California on this earthquake, I don't know what it's going to cost. Was it $100 million or $100 billion? I don't know. I saw a number. Doesn't matter. The bigger earthquake's going to happen with these Republicans. I mean, with these Democrats. Well, the Republicans are going to force, are creating the earthquake for the Democrats. And it's already begun. It begun in something that wasn't supposed to happen. What are you talking about, Kevin Jackson? I'm talking about Joe Biden, who I told you would not be the Democrats' nominee. And he's doing everything he can to fix it. He wants to position himself as a centrist. And good for him. He may be. He's left of center, as he says. That's his problem. He's left of center. Too bad Joe isn't right of center. He's left of center. But guess what Joe Biden did? Yeah. He decided that he's going to apologize for being a segregationist. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to get into it more later in the next part of the broadcast. So that's number one. Number two, AOC and Pelosi are attacking one another over this border vote. This border vote for appropriations. It's a bigger issue than you think. Because AOC, here's Pelosi saying, yeah, we got to fix the border. Here's AOC saying, we got to fix the border. But she doesn't vote for it. Now, those two are at it. Now, guess what Pelosi does? Pelosi says, well, we have a radical part of our faction, of our party, and it's four people, and she names them. See, that's the struggle that the Democrats have. That progressivism is eating itself. We will be back, folks, listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know the Democrats have major problems, right? They got conflict within their own party. And I'm not just talking about between AOC and Pelosi, which we'll get to in a bit. I'm not talking about just with Kamala Harris and her comments about Biden. I'm talking about across the board. They got conflicts on top of conflicts. And the media is not going to tell you. That's why shows like mine exist. Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Conflicts. And let me tell you one that is glaring because they want Joe Biden as president because he matches up, according to them, in the polls against Donald Trump. Now, I'm going to dispel that myth here in a bit. They believe he has the best chance because he's known and all that. Even though his numbers are going down, 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 and Trump's are rising, Joe Biden is the one that they see as the better matchup. Why? Because they've done their polling. Same polling they did with Hillary Clinton, by the way, but that's a whole other subject. Anyway, Joe Biden has to clean up his record. Joe Biden is a racist. He's a racist. He's a friend of racist, segregationists, people that don't like people of color. But he hides under it by saying, well, I was working for Barack Obama. I'm a Democrat, so all the stupid things I say on race can be dismissed. And what was funny is when he got called out on the segregationist, what did Joe Biden say? He said, I'm not apologizing for what I did on segregation and being friends with all these segregationists, these black-hating segregationists, these Democrats. I'm not apologizing for that. I don't have any reason to. Cory Booker said you ought to apologize. He says, Cory Booker, you should apologize to me. That's what Joe Biden said when he got called out on being chummy with. I'm not talking about, as I said, Joe Biden was this little spoon in the spoon scenario. You know what I'm saying? He was spoony with racists, and he was a little spoon. And he made it a point to really show how much he respected these men who hated blacks, etc. Now, look, I don't. There are many things that your friends may do that you don't respect, but there are things that they do where you go, hey, you're cut off, or I'm not going to be a part of that. Joe Biden didn't, because he wants to say, I'm a reach across the aisle guy. Anyway, here's what Joe Biden said. After promising he would never apologize on segregationists, here's what he had to say.
Was I wrong a few weeks ago to somehow give the impression to people that I was praising those men who I successfully opposed time and again? Yes, I was. I regret it. And I'm sorry for any of the pain or misconception they may have caused anybody.
So now Biden is sorry for the pain and the misconception. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. He's sorry for the pain, the misconception, what you believed of him, not what he did. See, because he's not sorry for what he did, which is to befriend people that hate black folks. He's not sorry for that. He's sorry for how it looks to you. See, that's not a real apology. But here's what's interesting. I want to just give you some food for thought. What's going to happen down the line? You've been thinking about this. So Biden gets called out by Kamala Harris. She rises a little bit in the polls, but she's not going to be their nominee. Okay? But she's getting a power base that they believe is going to give her that impetus to get her over the hump. Joe Biden is falling. But now he's done his mea culpa. But here's what's interesting. Kamala Harris has not, even though she still talks about racism, she's talking about segregated schools. I want to stop and have you understand, Kamala Harris is talking about segregated schools. The very schools that are controlled by the government, that are controlled by leftists, and she's complaining of the segregation. Now, she talked about that with busing and all these other things, and now she and Biden have kissed and made up, and let me tell you why. Because the ticket that can get Joe Biden the nomination and make me, you know, look like I got it wrong is going to be Biden and Harris. That's the ticket they want. See, that's a ticket they think can win. They see Biden as a steady guy. Harris will bring up the progressive agenda and bring out the black vote. That's what they believe. That's what's being positioned right now. Now, you can stop and you go, Kevin, that makes sense. These people, you know, that's a powerful ticket or whatever else. Think what you want. That ticket can't be Donald Trump and Pence. But that's what they'd like to see the ticket to be. That is the ideal ticket. You're going to start seeing this rise. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Because Donald Trump is still going to... See, what this will do is it will assuage any racist ideas around Biden. If Biden picks a black woman, Donald Trump can't accuse him of being a racist. The black lobby gets what they want. And, of course, the Democrats love tricking black people into believing Kamala Harris gives a crap about them. All Kamala Harris gives a crap about is herself. When she was sleeping her way to the top, it wasn't to help black folks. It was to help her career. But that's where this is headed. And I want you to think about that. I want you to start thinking about the matchups. Because here's the problem that the Democrats have. They don't have anybody. Buttigieg, he's over. O'Rourke, he's over. Yang, Swalwell. There's no other combination that gives the Democrats what they need than Biden and Harris. Biden and Booker won't do it. Booker's First of all, they're too far gone. Booker's too far gone from Biden. But Booker, being an angry black man, isn't going to do it. Angry black woman might. And because Democrats will see it as, well, if Biden were to die in office, because he's old, we would have our first female black president, and it would be Kamala Harris. The problem is, people realize that's what would happen. So I'm just giving you the scenario. I'm giving you why this has been cleaned up, why Biden did come back and apologize. He will later, I'm going to give you another prediction, Joe Biden will later thank Kamala Harris for bringing it to his attention, because that'll make him sound even more magnanimous. He'll say, and I want to thank Senator Harris for bringing it to my attention that, you know, while, you know, I've never had to share the views of these men, it could be misconstrued, and on and on and on. That's how he's going to win that part of it over, and the Democrats are going to heal themselves. So I've given you the pathway of what I think, how they want to position Biden in his comeback. The problem that they have is there are people who are still going after Biden. Bernie Sanders, fortunately for him, for Biden, is losing steam. There's not anybody else who can make a really big push. And so you're going to see a lot of people watch it after this, his mea culpa, which, for the record, is something you should never do in politics. I made the comment, Biden should have gone after him, and I gave you guys how Biden should have gone after these people calling him a racist, but he didn't do it. He apologized, and he apologized for a reason, because he knows not to apologize. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Billionaire Jeffrey Epstein is pleading not guilty to sex trafficking charges. New York U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Bierman today charged Epstein for the sex trafficking of underage girls and also for conspiracy. Bierman says the alleged abuse began as early as 2002.
The victims were given hundreds of dollars in cash after each encounter, either by Epstein or by one of Epstein's employees.
The law enforcement community is in mourning and investigating after a sheriff's deputy in Hall County, Georgia, was killed in the line of duty. It happened late Sunday night when shots were fired as a deputy was trying to stop a stolen car. The alleged gunman was injured and taken to the hospital. And First Lady Melania Trump and Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan are in West Virginia for a roundtable on the opioid crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You probably didn't see this interview of Joe Biden on CNN, but there's a montage that was made. And this guy's really funny. He's trying to be hip, and he's trying to be cool. And somebody did a montage of it, and here it is.
You think that what's happening with Harris is anything compared to what would happen with you in this
president? No, but everybody knows who this guy is. Come on, man. Come on. Come on, man. But I mean, come on.
He says he's gotten NATO to give in more money for their defense because of his tactics.
Oh, come on, man. We should have... Look, people know who I am. Look, I'm the guy at the time everybody talks about things that have changed. I'm looking forward to this, man. You walk behind me in a debate. Come here, man. Look, this is not... But that, I think the American people want a president. And by the way, the idea that... NATO, and I look, I know I'm middle class, Joe, I get that part. It's not meant I'm sophisticated. It meant I'm, you know, the middle class built this country. Look, my North Star is the middle class. You say, hey, man, look, the other thing, Chris, look, it's center left. That's where I am. Where it's not is way left. Now, look. Here's the first thing about being a VP. Well, Putin is trying to undo our elections. He is undoing elections in Europe. Look what's happening. Do you think that would have happened on my watch or Barack's watch? You can't answer that, but I promise you it wouldn't have, and it didn't.
I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Man, what you talking about, man? Joe Biden, unhinged. Joe Biden. For Joe Biden, everything's easy. Oh, you talking about what? It would have been done on my watch. My Barack's watch? What? What you talking about, man? Joe, you had 8 years to influence Barack on all these policies. And I still love it. They criticize NATO that Donald Trump says pay your bills. They criticize Donald Trump for a trade policy. I was reading Robert Krugner, who predicted if Trump was elected. I mean, this is a major economist on the left. He says if Trump is elected... The Wall Street's gonna, you know, it's gonna be Armageddon. And then he comes back and he's talking about the trade deal. Yes, you should read this article. I think it's in the New York Times. And he gives three reasons why this trade deal is bad. And not one of them deals with the idea that if you have the biggest economy in the world and you are in an $800 billion deficit, which would make you the 19th largest country in the world, that if you just decided to put that money back into your own economy, that you would be, I mean, it would be golden. I mean, he wants you to believe that his trade deficit, Trump is going down the wrong path. You got to read the article. I can't even do it justice except to tell you this. This is the same man that said, if Donald Trump is elected, our economy will tank, the stock market will tank, and he doesn't know what he's doing. And none of that occurred, so now he says, oh, let's go look at his trade deal, because if he does, has it his way, and he balances trade, or at least gets some of that money and brings it back into our economy, gets more of our products being sold overseas so we can get a better trade balance, which means we're manufacturing, we put more people back to work, that's going to be bad for America. That's what Krugman said. Anyway, Joe Biden's with the montage. Come on, man. And then he talks about he wants to be more presidential. He wants to bring civility back. Okay. They can't even bring it back to their own party. Ocasio-Cortez, I'm reading this, hit back at Speaker Pelosi over Twitter on Saturday night after Pelosi knocked the freshman lawmaker for not voting on a Democrat spending package that passed the House last week. I told you, trouble in paradise, folks. The Democrats are in shambles. And there's no better time for us to take advantage of them. And not because we have a political fight here. And I say take advantage, I mean, right the ship. Get rid of them. They don't even know what they need. There's no better time than now. Early on Saturday, they say Pelosi took aim at progressive congresswomen Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Presley after the four voted against the House version of the $4.6 billion spending package. Pelosi said she believed these four lawmakers made themselves irrelevant. Now, I told you, if Pelosi had any strength at all, she would wrangle those people and have them completely squashed. House Speaker Tip O'Neill would have absolutely squashed these Democrats. They could be guaranteed they would not be reelected. Now, I suspect Pelosi and the Democrats are plotting against them, each of them, in their districts. But the problem is, when you're a Democrat and you create chaos, you need flies in the ointment. So they're between a rock and a hard place. Do you leave Ocasio-Cortez in there to stir things up? Yeah, you should. I mean, given the way they do things, they should. The problem is, she's stirring things up and it's backfiring on them, because what Ocasio-Cortez has effectively done was side with the Republicans. Not by policy, but just by default. So she showcases the splinter in the Democratic Party. And it's big. It's a big chasm. I mean, she's all show, let's face it. She goes to the border. She stands on the other side of the fence looking across as if she's helping, you know, these poor helpless Latinos, Central Americans, Guatemalans, etc., and these poor Mexicans that want to come over. And it's a total, everybody knows it's just a photo op. Nothing more than that. So anyway, Pelosi says, all these people have their public whatever and their Twitter world, but they didn't have any following. There are four people, and that's how many votes they got. It almost went down partisan lines, by the way. But because the Republicans didn't support it either, which is funny because, as I said, by default, these four people sided with us. But it just goes to show you how radical that piece of the Democratic Party is. And for the record, they're more radical than the radicals, because Pelosi, Schumer, and all of them are radical as well. But I want you to think about this as you're considering all the things we're talking about, because I'm going to get into this in the last segment. The Democrats are in deep kimchi. Where's the Russian collusion thing? Remember all the House panels, all the things that were being discussed? Mueller, he's due to testify, on the 17th? We got all this stuff coming up. Not a peep. Not a peep. They hope this continues. They like this because this keeps our eye off the ball. But it doesn't stop me from understanding what's going on. Oh, man, a lot of stuff. Hey, there was an explosion in a Florida mall. You guys heard about over the weekend? I don't know if you guys heard about this. And I'm going to tell you, I didn't see the story. It came across my phone. Explosion in a Florida mall. And the first thing I thought was, uh-oh, radical Muslims. For the record, we got any update on Notre Dame? Not yet, right? Yeah, just want to remind you that iconic church burned down, and we still don't know who did it. Wink, wink. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, there was an explosion in a Florida mall, and it came across my phone, and I said, uh-oh, I wonder if the religion of peace is involved. Now, I get it. You're going to say, Kevin, you're a bigot. Kevin, you're jumping to conclusions. I didn't jump to conclusions. I said, I wonder if the religion of peace is involved. For those of you who want me to go ahead and restate what I said, because that was exactly my thought. Wonder if this involves radical jihad. Now, there's some of you out there going, yep, Kevin, I agree. Thought the same thing. Then I read it was a gas line or something that busted. And I still wondered, is this the radical jihad? Because remember, Florida has an area where they, Muslims, they won't even let you into their meetings. Remember that sheriff down there that was kicking out non-Muslims that wanted to go to this open forum on Islam? But if you happen to be Christian, you couldn't go. So it made me wonder. Now, I know you guys are saying to yourselves, is this the way we should be thinking? Are we right to go down this path? The short answer is yes. Short answer is yes. I told you guys about incrementalism. And I made a list. I don't have it with me, but I made a list of incrementalism today. And, of course, there was smoking, which when we talked about it before, Adam Carolla was saying, here's incrementalism smoking. Separate smoking area of restaurant, blah, blah, blah. Now you can't even smoke in your home, okay? Then I looked at incrementalism in the LGBT community and all the things they want us to accept, and incrementalism in the acceptance of Islam. But there's a lot of other characters, categories, I should say, where I could talk to you about incrementalism and how the left is luring us. They're boiling the water slowly. Anyway, we come back, I want to talk about Trump's approval and a few other things of interest.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Before I get to Trump's approval, and also I want to talk about how the Democrats are going down, and there's been a new sign, a new development in the IG investigation and all this other stuff. I want to talk about people saying that President Trump politicized the 4th of July. That's what they were saying. Because he held his big rally, they said it was a big pep rally for Donald Trump's policies. Okay? They said he politicized. How bad of him to politicize the 4th of July, which for the record is Independence Day. It isn't politicizing the 4th of July, it's politicizing Independence Day. And guess what? If there was a day when you should politicize America, it should be about that. And you know what Trump talked about? He talked about the troops. He talked about the people that make this country great. He did. I don't know exactly everything that was said, but here's what I can tell you. If you want to see politicizing of the 4th of July, as the left likes to call it, I'll give it to you. And here it is directly from Barack Obama.
That's of independence is not something that happens and then we just put away. It's something that we have to fight for every single day. It's something that we have to nurture. and we have to spread the word, and we have to work on it. And it involves us respecting each other, and it involves us recognizing that there's still people in this country who are going hungry. And that they're not free because of that. There's still people in this country who can't find work. And freedom without the ability to contribute to society and put a roof over your head and look after your family, that's not yet what we aim for.
Even now, we're still perfecting our union, still extending the promise of America. And that includes making sure the American dream endures for all those, like these men and women, who are willing to work hard, play by the rules, and meet their responsibilities. For just as we remain a nation of laws, we have to remain a nation of immigrants. And that's why, as another step forward, we're lifting the shadow of deportation from deserving young people who were brought to this country as children. It's why we still need a DREAM Act to keep talented young people who want to contribute to our society and serve our country. It's why we need, why America's success demands comprehensive immigration reform. And we celebrate the principles that are timeless. Tenets first declared by men of property and wealth, but which gave rise to what Lincoln called a new birth of freedom in America. Civil rights and voting rights, workers' rights and women's rights, and the rights of every American. I have these vague recollections of when Republicans were saying Obamacare would kill jobs and crush freedom and bring about death panels. And turns out we're still celebrating the 4th of July. The only difference is another 16 million Americans can celebrate it with health care.
Well, there you have it. Barack Obama politicizing the 4th of July. It has nothing to do with the founding of this nation, but he figured out how to politicize it. And are you one of those 16 million that benefited from Obamacare? Of the 335 million Americans, are you one of the 16 that benefited? Because I can tell you this, I'm one that didn't benefit. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Quick, before we get into the Democrats' demise, Donald Trump's approval has surged to the highest level of his presidency, I'm happy to report. This is according to a Washington Post ABC News poll. This is not Kevin Jackson's poll. It isn't Fox Snooze's poll. It's a survey which was released on Sunday found that 47% of registered voters approved of the job that Trump is doing. The highest number. 47%. He is dangerously close. Keep in mind, folks, this is ABC and who else was it? Washington Post. ABC and the Washington Post. These are lefties. And they say Donald Trump is at the highest since his presidency. Now, I can't even imagine how tough that pill was to swallow for the left to report it. We played a clip earlier of Fareed Zakaria saying Donald Trump's policy on the border is the right policy. I can't imagine how he had to go on CNN and say Donald Trump was right. Oh, he buried it in some bad stuff about Trump. You know, he added a few things, but you could tell what, I'm sorry to tell you, this is, Donald Trump is right. 47%. 3% off of 50. Now, here's what I want you to understand. That's a slanted poll. ABC and the Washington Post, I would tell you, probably participated by 80% leftists if you could find 20% of the right that would do it. And 80% of leftists satisfied. That's just my unofficial number, but the old 80-20 rule is pretty good. I don't think you are an aficionado of the Post or ABC News, but I would venture to tell you, the average person that watches that, not average, 80% is a lefty. That's who took the poll. 47% of them like what the president's doing. What do you think that poll would have been had it been in a right-leaning equivalent organization? Not Fox News. They're not right-leaning. They're Fox News. What do you think it would be? Because I'm going to tell you, it would probably be in the 70 to 80%, if not more. That's what I'm trying to tell you. More people are getting it. Now, the left is going to try to demoralize you. They're going to, oh, this doesn't mean anything. Those big Trump crowds, anywhere he goes, anytime he wants, doesn't mean anything. Joe Biden, inability to get a crowd, doesn't mean anything. Kamala Harris, whether he brings her on or whatever, which I've predicted now, doesn't mean anything because she can't get a crowd. Don't disregard. Don't worry. But let me tell you, the Democrats have a huge problem. Huge problem. The clock is ticking. Key witnesses sought for questioning by the Justice Department Inspector General Horowitz early in his investigation into the alleged government surveillance of abuse have come forward at the 11th hour. Oh, did you hear this? Yeah, there are people out there who are going, you know what? I got information for you, IG. Late-breaking information has delayed the release of this report that was supposed to come out in the May-June time frame. Well, we're in July. That report didn't come out. Remember when I told you that's bad news for the left? I warned you on this program, the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, that is bad news for the left. It's bad news. Because what it meant was they kept finding more evidence. And in this case, it was whistleblowers. People who were afraid to speak out before are now coming to the fore. And you want to know why? Because the swamp's been drained. They no longer have to fear for their careers or fear for their lives because so many people who are running the show are gone. So now, some of these people that testified before are coming back and going, you know what? I'm going to give you the skinny. I'm going to tell you what I couldn't say before because I was afraid. Worse than that, these people are coming out and they're saying, I want to volunteer and tell you what's really going on, what's really been happening. I need immunity. I'll let you know what I did. This is about to blow. Kevin Jackson's where you heard this. Yeah, this is unbelievable. Here's what it says. Horowitz's office encountered new evidence late in the process of the IG review into the law enforcement decisions during the 2016 Hillary Clinton email investigation. In this case, additional FISA information came to light in the process, including October of 2016 contact, first reported by The Hill and then confirmed, between a senior State Department official and the British spy Christopher Steele. So I'm telling you right now, folks, in the next month, when the dust settles on some of these border stuff, all this stuff that is subterfuge, watch what happens. And here's how you can think about this. Why are Schiff and Nadler suddenly quiet? Why are they quiet? Mueller is going to be testifying soon. You're not going to hear Democrats. I don't know why they did it. You watch how they frame this in the news cycle. I'm curious myself because either Mueller is being set up to be a scapegoat or somebody. I can't really give you an or yet because the Democrats may be feeding on themselves, maybe trying to figure out who to put the blame on. That's the only thing I can figure out at this point. But here's what I want you to make no mistake about. They are got. Carl, they're got. Call me when this is verified, because we have a gentleman's bet going on this. The Democrats are in the deepest trouble of their careers, and it's going to impact their election as well. As usual, we will.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.